It's a pleasure to be in Syracuse this morning.
The governor appeared in Syracuse to announce that the state fair would be held in a limited capacity later in the summer. But questions by reporters who were permitted at an in-person event for the first time since last December focused on several scandals that have engulfed the governor and his staff. The governor was asked directly whether or not he sexually harassed anyone.
Put it very simply, no. No.
Most of the state's top Democratic and Republican leaders have called on Cuomo to resign over the allegations. Attorney General Tish James is investigating. Cuomo was asked if he would consider stepping down or accept disciplinary measures if James finds that any of the accusations are true. Again, he said no and predicted that the report will exonerate him.
The report can't say anything different because I didn't do anything wrong.
One of the women who still works for Cuomo says he invited her to the governor's mansion because he said he needed help with his phone. She says when she was there, he groped her under her shirt. Others who have accused Cuomo of inappropriate behavior also said it occurred after he requested a private meeting to get help with his phone. Published reports have said that Cuomo held pool parties at the mansion that younger staff attended. The governor was asked whether he regrets inviting young female aides to his private residence. He says he does not, and then he segued into expressing his support for women hires.
No. I have many women who are working in state government. I'm very proud that we probably have more women in senior positions than ever before, and I think that is a good thing.
The governor also addressed two other controversies. There are allegations he may have broken the state's public officers law and coerced staff to work for free on a book he wrote about his management of the pandemic. Cuomo, who has said staff volunteered, was asked about whether he had any documentation to prove that. He countered that no one has any evidence showing staff were forced to work on the deal. And the governor addressed the ongoing federal probe of whether he and his staff covered up the true number of nursing home residents who died during the pandemic when his administration withheld the number of deaths that occurred in hospitals. The state attorney general found Cuomo and his aides had underreported those numbers by 50%. Cuomo says that other states also reported inconsistent numbers on their nursing home deaths. But PolitiFact finds that New York was an outlier in excluding the hospital deaths from the final tally. Cuomo says he and his health department delayed releasing the numbers for months because they wanted to make sure they were correct.
So there was a lot of gray. And most importantly, our concern was that the number was accurate.
He says New York did everything it could to keep nursing home residents and workers safe, and that those who say otherwise are engaging in ugly politics. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.